Welcome back. Here's the question behind today's episode. Why can keeping one small physical commitment, say, a 10-minute walk, make the rest of the day feel a little more manageable, not magically fixed, just less slippery?
Because you gave yourself evidence. You said, "I will do this," then you did it. That is a serious signal to your own mind, not our transformation photo, not our speech in the mirror. Proof.
And we should set the boundaries early. Moving your body may support confidence for some people. It is not a universal cure for insecurity, anxiety, depression, or a hard season.
Correct. Sometimes insecurity has deeper roots, and professional support can be the right move. A routine is a tool, not a courtroom verdict on your worth. Today we're exploring a practical way to build capability and self-trust, one ordinary action at a time.
No dramatic makeover montage, then.
Good. Those montages skip the useful part. A Tuesday morning, low energy, shoes by the door, and a decision.
You frame confidence less as a feeling and more as evidence. Unpack that.
Confidence is built from receipts, the small proof that you showed up for yourself. People wait to feel confident before they act. I push the order the other way. Act at a level you can honestly sustain, then let the evidence change the conversation in your head.
So this is not convince yourself you're amazing. It is collect accurate data about what you can do. And missed days?
A missed day is not bankruptcy. That all or nothing language is expensive. You do not need to feel ready to make a deposit. You need a deposit small enough that your real life can carry it.
That matters, because plenty of listeners have made ambitious plans, broken them by Thursday, and concluded they lack discipline.
Usually the plan lacked respect for reality. Discipline is not writing a heroic schedule. Discipline is making a clear decision under normal conditions, then repeating it. Start with a promise you can keep when work runs late and your kid is sick and the weather is lousy.
Let's make this concrete. Someone hears "build your body" and imagines a costly gym membership, perfect meals, and 45 spare minutes they do not have.
Then their imagination is making the job harder. A 10-minute walk before work counts. Park a little farther away if that is practical. Take stairs for one or two floors. Stretch while coffee brews. You are not trying to win a fitness contest at 7:10 in the morning.
The coffee stretch is pleasantly unglamorous. What would that actually look like?
While the kettle heats or coffee drips, do a few slow shoulder circles, reach overhead, sit and stand from a chair, maybe a gentle calf stretch, 2 or 3 minutes. The point is not the exercise catalog. The point is ending that moment able to say, "I did what I said I'd do."
What about food? That topic can get moralistic fast. I like the operational angle. Remove one decision when you are already tired.
Right. Confidence often looks boring from the outside. A person fills a water bottle, puts walking shoes near the door, packs lunch, and protects 10 minutes. Those are small systems. Small systems beat big moods.
Suppose the day is packed. Meetings, commute, dinner, messages from everyone. Is a 5-minute beginner workout really meaningful, or are we flattering ourselves?
5 minutes will not do everything, let's be honest, but it can do one important thing: maintain the agreement with yourself. Try a round of chair squats, wall push-ups, and a short walk around the block. Finish before you negotiate yourself out of it.
So its value is partly physical and partly symbolic.
Yes, but symbolic does not mean fake. When you finish a small session on a busy day, you practice being someone who can adapt instead of quit. That is useful in work, family life, and difficult conversations too.
There is a production version of that. If a recording setup fails, I do not cancel the whole episode. I use the backup microphone. Less glamorous, still a finished show.
There you go. Same principle. The backup workout is not punishment. It is your alternate route. Strong people do not require perfect conditions. They make a reasonable move with the conditions they have.
Let's talk about the days when motivation is simply absent. not theatrically absent, just the heavy, ordinary kind.
Lower the starting bar, tell yourself put on the shoes and step outside for 2 minutes, or do one set. Motivation often arrives after movement begins, but it may not, and that is fine. You kept the smallest version of the promise.
Some people also feel embarrassed. They do not know what to do at a gym, or they worry they look awkward walking, stretching, or trying a beginner class.
Everyone begins as a beginner. Most people are focused on themselves anyway, but you do not need a public stage. Walk outside, follow a simple routine at home, use a chair, choose the environment that lets you practice. Pride should not keep you from the first rep.
Fatigue is trickier. There is a difference between avoiding effort and genuinely needing rest. And busy schedules?
Attach movement to something that already happens. After you brush your teeth, do 10 sit-stands. After lunch, walk for 5 minutes. While the coffee brews, stretch. Existing routines are hooks. You are not hunting for a fresh hour in a crowded calendar.
What should people measure? Scale numbers and appearance can pull attention away from the actual goal here.
Measure consistency, not intensity. Put a check mark on the calendar for the action you chose. You might note energy, mood, or whether daily tasks felt easier, but do not make your reflection a body inspection. Capability is the target. Appearance is not the entry fee to self-respect.
That leads to identity. How do routines shape identity without turning fit person into another rigid label? You use the image of laying bricks. There is room for non-linear progress in that picture. A foundation can keep growing after a rough week.
Precisely. Do not confuse a detour with an identity. If you stopped for 2 weeks, begin with one brick today. No speech required. No shame tax. Just return to the work.
Before tomorrow gets crowded, choose one confidence deposit. A 10-minute walk, stairs when practical, stretching with coffee, a simple packed lunch, or a beginner workout you can actually finish. A savings account, not a switch.